Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. We're getting ready to take you into a message entitled God's Commandments and God's Laws. Do you not know God's commandments and God's laws? They are still intact, even in the New Testament, and we are not under the old. I'm going to go to the Word of God and prove to you today that when God wrote with his finger on stone, that he wrote it again in our hearts and in our minds in the New Testament, and God's commandments and God's laws are still intact, even in the New Covenant. Let's go to the Word of God and let me prove this by Scripture. God bless you.
Go to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. And when you're reading your Bible, I want you to pay attention all over these chapters you're reading. They're all in there. I'm going to show you a few of them as we close. All right. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws, those Ten Commandments is what God was talking about. I will put my laws. God called those Ten Commandments my laws. Why did he call them my laws? He was the one wrote them. Okay. And we just looked at them and everybody in here agreed. Oh, no, that's still intact. That's still intact. And the only one we had to labor a little bit on was the Sabbath day. But now, hopefully I prove, and I can get more scripture, but hopefully you understand that the Sabbath is Jesus. So all 10 of them are still intact, and they are called the laws of God. And the Bible says that when people would come into his son, Jesus Christ, he was just going to insert this in their hearts. They've been inserted. The tithe in the old covenant under the law was over 300 or 400 years, I think, several hundred years before the law was given. Okay, now when the law was given, the old covenant was put in place, God inserted tithe in there. But tithe was before that. Do you know the old covenant, the laws and all the rituals was given later after the Ten Commandments was given? Ten Commandments was given before he even talked to him about the tabernacle. Those was God's adamant thing. God said, here's the 10 things that I'm concerned about with humans. And they are mine. And so when my son come and set up the New Testament, we're going to call it the faith of Jesus Christ. I'm going to insert these in the letters. They are mine. God's still adamant about it. Now grace trying to wipe them all out. People teaching grace saying they gone. They threw them away. No, what's gone is the law of Moses. God purposely had Moses to write them. He gave them all, but he purposely had Moses to write these, and he wrote his and said, that's the law of Moses. This the law of God. The law of God is still intact. Okay. All right. Hebrews 8 and 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And I will be unto them a God. See, it was God. He said, I'm going to put this in your heart. This how you honor me, God. You know, now I tell you what. Let a Christian break one of them and see won't your mind start bothering you. See won't your heart start bothering you if you think it's gone. And then let me take you over here. Romans chapter 2 verse 13. Watch this. He said, for not the hearer of the law are just before God, but the doer of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, okay, the Gentiles, which have not the law, they were not given the law on tablets. Okay, watch this. For when the Gentiles who have not the law, watch this, do by nature the things contained in the law. What is he talking about? Gentiles done came to God, and God done changed their nature. Now they, from their nature, living what they had trying to live on stone. That's what he's talking about. The Gentiles now can do by nature the things contained in the law. Why? Because when he changed their nature, he wrote it on their hearts and in their mind. He inserted the law in the new birth. They still intact. And that's why you break them, you're going to be disturbed. You ain't going to have no peace within. Everybody know I'm telling the truth. But grace, now this grace is false grace trying to say they are all gone. They're thrown away. No, the law of Moses is gone. The law of God is in your heart. Now that scripture we read in at first in Psalms, it says the righteous, the law of God is in their hearts. That's what we're talking about. So, yeah, they still hanging around. They're just not on stones. They in your heart. Okay, let's look at something else here. Romans 8 and 7. Let's go to Romans. I'm going to show you a few verses that actually call it out, the law of God. Romans 8 and verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Who? He did not say the law of Moses. Let's look at another one. The Bible is so strategic. Look at Romans 7 and 22. These are verses that specifically say the law of God. It never says the law of Moses. Now, in the New Testament, when you see, you'll see sometime in the New Testament, it says the law of Moses. That's when he was talking about the old covenant. The law of Moses is different from the laws of God. And God made it, put a difference between them. Verse 22, for I delight in the what? Law of God after the inward man. How can you delight after the inward man? Because he put them inside. Let's look at another one. Verse 25. It says, I thank God through Jesus Christ. And this was Paul was giving his example here that a lot of people mixed up. But even when a person is delivered and set free, he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve what? He did not say the law of Moses. He said the law of God. Why with my mind I can serve the laws of God? Because in Hebrews we just read, he gonna put them in your mind and write them on your heart. Or am I preaching the word tonight, or am I making something up? It's the word. Okay, all right, now go to Acts 15 and 5. Okay, Acts 15 and 5, look at what it says. But there rose up certain of the set of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them. And this talking about when they had this issue with the Jewish people, went out from Jerusalem, went to the Gentiles churches and said, no, y'all got to keep the law of Moses. Y'all got to be circumcised. You got to keep these ordinances. You got to do this. You got to do that. And then it says, the Bible says in Acts 15 verse 5, it says, but there rose up certain of the set of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to what? Keep the law of God. See how specific the word is. He didn't say, now when they was in Jerusalem, that the law of God was never brought up. The law of Moses was brought up. And if you keep reading, they said, no, we didn't say any such thing. We ain't said nothing about keeping the laws of Moses. But they never said the law of God. We're talking about the law of God versus the law of Moses. That God wrote the Ten Commandments, but he had Moses to write all the other laws and commandments and rituals. And he called the law of the Old Covenant the law of Moses, but he called those Ten Commandments his law. He wrote the Ten Commandments. Moses wrote all the rest of them. All of them came from God, but God separated them. He said, these ten are mine. I'm adamant about this. He said, Moses, you're going to write all of this, and I'm going to call this the law of Moses. So you guys can go study all this, and you can finish studying that conversation there. The law of God was never brought up in this Jerusalem council, but the law of Moses was. Two different things, okay? And the apostle said, we did not say any such thing about keeping no laws of Moses. Now, let me see. Okay, let me show you something right fast. Go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 15. And I want y'all to keep all these scriptures and keep studying this. Do you not know how many people don't realize this? Do you not know I didn't realize this for a long time? I think I was standing right here one day when God revealed it to me. And I said something, I said, I got to go check this out. Then I had all y'all start checking it out. So when God showed me something, I'm just going to go with God. But I found out I had been preaching it all the while because it's all over the New Testament. But look at Ephesians 2 verse 15. Ephesians 2 verse 15 and watch it closely. We have to watch the word closely. If we don't, we can mess around, assume it's saying something, and go off on a zealous assumption and got it wrong. Now, let's look closely at this. I'm going to back up to verse 14, then read 15, because I like to get complete thoughts. For he is our peace, talking about Jesus, who made both one, talking about the Jew and the Gentiles. He made them both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. It was like as if a wall was between the Jew and the Gentiles. And he broke that wall down And it says, verse 15, watch this. Having abolished, what do the word abolish mean? Do away with entirely. Destroy. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments. Now notice he didn't say the law of God. He said the law of commandments, because there was a lot of commandments under the law. Sister God, you said you was reading all them rituals, laws, and stuff, and you were like, how in the world could anybody ever keep all this stuff? That was the law of Moses. God said, okay, now which one you want to keep, my little Ten Adamant things, or you want to do all this? The enmity, even the law of commandments, I'm telling y'all, the scripture is so perfect. He did not say the law of God. He said the law of commandments. Then he's going to proceed to explain to you what he meant so you don't get no misunderstanding. The law of commandments contained in the ordinances. These was all the ordinances that Moses wrote. God wrote the Ten Commandments. Moses wrote all the ordinances that was contained in the ordinances for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Now, my point in reading this verse is when he got on the cross, he abolished the old. He abolished and destroyed the law of commandments. The law of Moses is gone. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believe it. But God's still adamant about them 10 things he said, and he inserted them in your heart when you got saved. And I'm telling you, the church right now teaching that they gone with the old covenant. All right, well, let's look at them again. Because they trying to say that this is dead and grace covers all of this if you do it. That is a lie. A lot of folks going to go to hell listening to this false grace teaching. I heard Bishop Wendell Archer, I come on every night at 10, from 10 to 10:30 in Houston. He comes on an hour before me. He was preaching on this, and he said this false grace. He said folks trying to talk about this grace covering all of this. He said, oh, no, grace don't cover this. You better get out of these sins. And I could remember I called you, and I said, listen in him. Oh, no. Okay, now, they're trying to say this is gone. Grace covers all of this. Okay, under the old covenant, one of the commandments was have no other gods before me. Do you think in the new covenant God wants you to have another god before him? Okay, so it's stupid to think that this abolished. Okay, thou shalt not make thee any graven images. Do you think in the New Testament, I'm just going through it for, you know, somebody might need this online, and I want everybody let's go back through it again. Do you think under the New Testament, under grace, that God would permit you to make a graven image and worship it? So how could that be gone? Okay, let me get a couple more. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. What make us think that when the old covenant passed, that this passed, that now you can just take his name in vain, just cuss him out? No, it's still in the New Testament. God inserted this in your heart. And if you really love God, you won't do this. And see, when you explain it to people like this, they'll say, oh, well, okay, you're right. I know. In the Bible, right. It's all in the New Testament. It's just not the old covenant. It's not under the old covenant. It's been slipped in your heart in the new covenant.
When you say don't take the Lord's name in vain. People that use curse words,
mm-hmm.
and use God's name in the same sentence, is that taking his name in vain?
That's a form of taking it, because if they really respected him, they wouldn't do it, you know. And when people do that around me, I make them know in a loving way what they did. I said, brother, do you know God is not damned? I said, the devil is damned, not God. Oh, I'm sorry. Because they don't know what they're saying. Right, and never do it. See, that's why it's so dangerous, because you swearing to God, and now you done forgot you swore to God and didn't do it. You just played with the Almighty. That's why in the New Testament he says, don't even swear. It's in James, all over the Bible. You don't even know if you're going to live tomorrow. That's a form of taking his name in vain. Just saying foolish words. That's why the Bible says every idle word man speak, they're going to give an account. That's why we need to watch what comes out of our mouth. And if we say something wrong, repent quickly. How you going to swear to God by next week I'm going to have this done? That's when the Bible says proper to say, if the Lord is willing, I'll do this or that. Yea or nay, it would be better. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, because you don't know what tomorrow holds. And then it says it's best not to make these kind of promises. And if you have, you better go beg forgiveness and get out of it. That's what the Proverbs say. Yeah, it's a spirit behind it. And the spirit motivates unsaved people to do it all the time, because he's trying to kill them all. And see, like when the books are open, they're going to read all that again. They're going to read every idle thing they ever said if they don't meet Jesus Christ.
No, I just wanted to comment, Apostle, that, you know, since I've been sitting under your teaching and all, I look at the Bible differently. I go there, and it's like you said, you have to be careful how you read it. But I, you know, when I go there, it's a better understanding for me, and I just thank God.
There's
for
so
that.
Many people telling us the same thing on the airways, and that's why I'm so happy we're on the airways. We're not trying to be popular. We're not trying to get everybody to come here. We just want people to know the truth. They got people now. This girl that came from the Seventh-day Adventist Church, she's been listening to my broadcast for 6 months. And got a full of notes. I mean, she came out of her, got all kinds of notes on, you know, when I'm quoting scriptures. She go to her church now, and she tell them, y'all searching these scriptures? Y'all better search these scriptures. We got people, look, we got people calling these big ministries, and they now talking about search the scriptures. And this is how you do it. You prove everything by the Holy Ghost and the Holy Cat. But it's good, because folks need to study behind their leaders. Because the Bible said if the blind leading the blind, guess what? Not the leader going to fall. All y'all falling in a ditch. So I'm telling the saints, you better check your pastor out, check your religion out, check your church out, and keep doing it till Jesus come. You ain't got but one soul, and it's in your hand. The destiny of it is in your hand. Check us out. And I'm telling you, folks around this city be checking out their leaders now. And I'll say this since we're on it. Sister Valeria prophesied. Two or three Sundays ago, y'all was here. Remember when she said this word is going out in these four walls and beyond these four walls? She specifically, it was the Holy Ghost. We're not giving glory to a person. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I knew the Holy Ghost was saying something. And the prophecy, do we have it on CD? If we do, I want to find it. Then it says, and we're going out to all the East Baton Rouge. Y'all, anybody remember that? Then she said, it's going out to the states. And it's going out to the countries. My thing is I just want all the believers to hear it. If I got to get on every station in town, I just want them to hear the truth. After that prophecy, now we own another station covering all of East Baton Rouge Parish since that prophecy. All of it. We got all of it covered now. Because I'm telling you, this sin nature doctrine, the devil going to have to put up some defenses now. Because folks are checking this stuff out. And we preaching in 5 countries of the world now. Man sent me a text, and I sent a few of y'all a text. And I forgot the name of them. Somebody got them now. We preaching, and I'm not saying we own. The man said we got listeners listening to our messages. What are those countries? Who know them? The United Kingdoms, Brazil, Britain. In other words, 5 countries of the world ever since the Lord spoke that prophecy. In the United Kingdom. Now, since that prophecy, we covering all of East Baton Rouge Parish and 5 countries of the world. And Elder, you know what it's all about? Helping the saints to be just like you. Since I heard this, I see the Bible different. That's the only reason we're on the air. And we're not trying to hurt nobody, but I just don't want all these folk going to hell thinking they're going to heaven. You better search these scriptures, because how do you know what you believe is even Bible? Check it out. All right. Under the old covenant, thou shalt not kill. Do you think it's all right to kill under the new covenant? Under the old covenant, thou shalt not commit adultery. Is it okay under the new covenant? Under the old covenant, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. It was under the old covenant. Is it okay under the new testament? Why are people talking about these things and passed away then? And the only one that needed explanation was the Sabbath day. And I done proved to you that Jesus is the Sabbath. And so you can keep the Sabbath every day as long as you stay in Christ. So all 10 of them still intact. Amen. Now, let me close with some scriptures showing you they intact. And you've been reading them all the time. And somebody needs to go tell brother, I don't want to call no name, now I don't feel no anointing tonight. I'm serious. Y'all think I'm playing. When I don't feel anointing, I'm scared to call names. But sometimes something come on me, I ain't scared. But that's when you know the anointing on you, when it's not. If the anointing is not on you, don't do that, because I fear God. Amen. Amen. Okay, now let's close with these here. I want to show you some scriptures where they are still in the Bible. Go to James chapter 2, and let's start at verse 8. Now, this is in the New Testament, right? Under grace. Watch this. I'll back up to verse 7. We'll go down to verse 12. Do not they blaspheme thy holy name, that holy name by which you are called? Talking about all them rich folks and stuff, you know. He was just saying, don't give them no special treatment. They're the one blaspheme the holy name. Then he said, if you fulfill the royal law, let me give you a hint. In the New Testament, James called those Ten Commandments royal law. Those Ten Commandments that God himself wrote on the stone. Moses didn't write them. God wrote them. And in the New Testament, James called them royal. That's a royal law that came from a royal God. Then he's going to give you a hint of what he's talking about if you don't think that's what he's talking about. The royal law, according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, where did that come from? The Ten Commandments. He's calling the Ten Commandments the royal law. So in the New Testament, they've been inserted in your heart and written on your mind, and these apostles call it the royal law in the New Testament. How in the world they died with Moses' law? Okay, let's keep reading. It says, as thyself, you do well. James just said, you do well if you do this. Let's keep reading. But if you have respect of person, you commit sin and are convinced of the law. He's talking about the law of God. And are convinced of the law as a transgressor. For whosoever shall keep the whole law. We know he's not talking about the law of Moses, because the law of Moses is ended. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, but the law of God is still intact. It's a royal law. So he said, if you keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, you're guilty of it all. What? You're guilty of it? Well, how is it dead if I'm guilty in the New Testament? Then he's going to give you a hint what he's talking about so you don't think he's just joking. He said, he that said, do not commit adultery. Where did that come from? That came from the Ten Commandments in the Old Covenant. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's in the New Testament. Y'all see it? You better write this down, because when you talk to Christians, they're going to say, oh, you legalistic. Oh, no, they ain't. And you better tell them how to separate the law of Moses from the law of God. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. That's the one of the law. That's one of his laws. Now, if thou do no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou become a transgressor. In other words, if you break one, you done broke all ten. He talking about all ten of them. That's a hint right there. They still in the New Testament. Let me give you another hint. Let me show you another passage. Go to Romans chapter 13. And y'all keep studying this too, because you're going to need this, because the way this grace message is going, I promise you, you're going to need this when you're talking to Christians. You're going to need it, and you need to take your little old notepad with you so you can give it to them. Tell you, you better go study. You better go search these scriptures. You're going to need it. 13 verse 8. Because I promise y'all, and I thank God I got a witness here. I know you believe me, but it's always good to have a witness. I promise you, they are teaching that grace covers you in this. You can't sin your salvation away. You can do all of this, and grace still going to let you into heaven. I heard them teaching it, and they teaching it, and it done swept all of Christianity. I'm talking about we turn on another broadcast today, they're talking about it. Everywhere, they're teaching it to their children now, telling them this marvelous grace. And if you look on their face, they're all miserable and confused. The ones that's teaching it, they're miserable, they're confused because their spirit is rejecting it. But they're trying to play like, oh, I done found God's marvelous grace. Marvelous grace saying you can sin and die in it and go to heaven. That's marvelous. That's stupid. They trying to say this is, you can do all of this now. You can't and satisfy the scriptures. Okay, Romans 13. Verse 8 through 10. Let me hear one more passage, and we're going to close after this. Watch this. Verse 8. Owe no man anything. This is New Testament now. Romans. Owe no man anything but to love one another. You owe Christians love. We owe each other love. But love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the whole law. What law? The law of Moses? The law of God is different from the law of Moses. Okay, you fulfill the whole law. Now, just in case you don't know what law he's talking about, he's going to give you a hint. In the New Testament, for this thou shalt not commit adultery, in the New Testament. Thou shalt not kill, in the New Testament. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. All of it right there in the New Covenant. The law, the Ten Commandments, is different from the old. The Ten Commandments is different from the law of the old. The Ten Commandments is God's passion. It's God, and that's why he let Moses wrote all that other stuff that you were reading, and he wrote these ten. He said, Moses, I'm writing these. And Moses broke them. He said, bring them back. I'm going to write it again. And then in the New Testament, when he caused us to be saved by his son, he said, I'm going to write it in their hearts.
Well, praise the Lord. Our time is just about up for today, but I trust that you've enjoyed the word of God. And I want to encourage you to search the scriptures for yourself. Jesus said in St. John chapter 5, verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And when you search the scriptures and rightly divide the word of God, you will find out that the law of Moses is gone. The old covenant is gone. But the laws of God, they are still intact in the hearts of believers in the New Testament. And we're supposed to be able to live out these laws with joy. The Bible said that if you love me, keep my commandments. And he said, my commandments are not grievous. Any person that's born again should live out the word of God by their lives now. Amen. And you can do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is not legalism to do what's righteous in God's sight. If you're a new creature, you are able to do it. Glory to God. There should be no excuses. Amen. And there are no cracks. There's no crevices in the word of God. And we should be able to live the word of God to the T. The Bible says in Galatians 5, verse 16, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. If you are in the spirit and you're truly born of the spirit, you can walk in the spirit and complete everything that God has said in his words. And to say you cannot do it, meaning you're walking in the flesh. The Bible said if we walk in the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. So believers, there's a lot of teaching in the body of Christ today, but this is the teaching of the scriptures. This is the teaching of the word of God, and God is raising his standard in this last hour. Glory to God, and saying, this is the church. This is the life. This is the narrow path. Now walk therein. The Bible said, let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You can do the work and the will of God. In my closing, I want to send a loving challenge out to those in the clergy. I heard the Father tell me as I was teaching this lesson that those of you that have taught the saints to break God's commandments, you owe God an apology and you owe God's peoples an apology. Because guess what? What God wrote with his finger is still intact, because he wrote it upon the hearts and the minds of New Testament creatures. Glory to God. We are able now to walk in the commandments of God and yet not be under the old covenant law. This is a joy. And again, I want to say to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, the Father said that if we have taught the people to break these least commandments, our name would be called least in the kingdom of God. Amen. So we owe God an apology, and we owe the people of God an apology as well. So let's get busy teaching the truth and living the truth. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you. We thank God for you. Want to encourage you to go to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. I want you to know we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus. Someone